May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Cosmic Cowboy, transitioning as a metaphysical wizard of sorts. Thanks for tuning into my cosmic perspective on the accelerated global changes going on now. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. I'm giving this live. It'll probably go into a podcast usually in about 2 days. So, in the footnotes of that podcast, you will see the six newsletters that I've published over the last 11 days. That's like every other day I've been publishing to keep up with the Iran attack and what's been going on with what people are calling World War III since the end of February. So, this is serious stuff. I'm trying to keep on top of it. There's quite often, when things are happening like they are now, there's breaking news daily that is sometimes not reported later. So I'm trying to, you know, take the essence of what's going on from some of the best and brightest on the internet that I've come to trust over the last 20 years, curating different news groups that are also curating the news. And I'm looking for, you know, common pattern, common sense of what's being said that the mainstream media is not reporting. So that's my job. That's what I do. And like I say, it's increasingly looking like World War III since the end of February. People are calling it that. The alternative media, the mainstream media, of course, is lowballing it. Or according to Trump, you know, we've already won. And It's been victory all the way, and things are fantastic, and some people believe that, and more power to them. But, you know, believing it so doesn't necessarily make it so. You know, the reality, what we get, you know, from some sources of news, what people call alternative news and the mainstream news, well, we know, and I reported, you know, for years of how, you know, the mainstream news media and even national public radio or national propaganda radio, I sometimes call it, that they get budgets of billions of dollars that is so that their scripting of news is done by the CIA. You know, it's done, it's scripted, you know, and it's all management of the mass media's mass mind. You know, that's the mainstream media. And I'll be going into that some today, but I'm going to be touching on, most importantly, some breaking stuff that's happening that hasn't been reported that I think is really, really urgent, essential. And some of you know how, if you're on a computer, you can pull up multiple windows and you can pull up the window for the HeartCom network. And actually, you can see the six recent newsletters that I've published at the HeartCom network, you know, for 2026, all my shows. Radio shows and newsletters have been archived. And you can go to, if you can open another window on your computer, I don't know if you're on a smartphone listening, that'd be difficult to do. But those who are listening live that can open another window could go to the HeartCom network and pull up for 2026. The last 2 weeks since the last show, you'll be able to see these six newsletters that I've published. We've got embedded videos and articles and some great humor. The one I'm going to be talking about today, we'll have some three videos, of the recent videos by Awakening with JP, which is one of my favorite humorists, JP Sears, Awakening with JPs. It's incredible humor, satire regarding this World War III scenario. You know, what's going on. And it's, I mean, it's sometimes the only way you can cut through the illusion and delusion is with some humor, you know, then just kind of out of the box humor. And so I'll be referencing that shortly. So anyway, I'm going to give a little bit of an orientation here about what I'm doing with this newsletter. these newsletters and the show today, I'll be discussing a lot of big picture stuff with both the global crisis and the Aquarian opportunity that emphasizes conscious evolution, revelations. You know, we're in the time of revelations, folks. And each of these newsletters that I'm narrating from is like a cosmic, I call it a cosmic love sandwich is what I call it, with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends, with strong meat in the middle, as in straight-talking truth-telling, that's peppered with some satire, and, you know, a little satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. So my intent is for each Cosmic Love sandwich to provide some savory food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So that's my metaphoric massaging of the message for today. And as I said, I've published 6 newsletters in the last 11 days to keep on top of the World War III breaking news. Back on March 10th, I did an article on Global Trial by Fire and Water. Fire, oil, you know, in the Middle East, you know, there in Iran, there at the Gulf of Hormuz. And, you know, the whole thing of fire as far as free energy is being liberated. Free energy technology has been coming out, you know, as an alternative to the big oil. Of course, water, fire and water, that Gulf of Hormuz is the transport nexus for oil for like, what, 80% of the world or something. And that's being decentralized by free energy technology. So that's back on March 10th. And that's one of the links that you can go to when, you know, in the footnotes, if you're looking at this in the future, or, you know, when you have time, you can go back to the archive page at HeartCom Network and read that if you're interested in these articles. March 12th, I was 2 days after that first one, was Urgent Alert, Be Aware and Prepare. And this one, the byline on this one is Jesus Speaks. It's a prophetic warning. I think I'm going to talk about this one. This one's kind of shocking, very controversial. I'll probably finish up on that note. March 14th, I did an article, The Iran War Checkmate. Iran War Checkmate. Now, this is checkmate etherically, mentally, potentially. It hasn't happened actually yet in the physical. There's a 4-minute video of the year. It's a really shocking 4-minute video about the situation in Iran. And that's that March 14th newsletter. March 17th, I did a newsletter called Revelations Inbound, Truth Outs the War Insanity. And this is my St. Patrick's Day reality report. Excuse me, I'm having a drink of water here. And on March 19th was the new moon, and March 20th was the equinox. We're talking about a couple days ago. And I got a lot of response on that article, twice as many as I usually get. You know, again, I publish on Substack, and I link to the I link all my stuff on Substack, the full article on to my archive page. But the Substack response on this one was almost twice what I usually get. The 2026 revolution is shaping up. And of course, that word revolution, I emphasize 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. So the 2026 evolution is shaping up. There were some different keynotes in that. That message was, you know, it was like above my pay grade. The way that came through me, that newsletter, was almost like I was channeling it or something. But by God's grace, you know, something came through that really resonated with me, and I guess it resonated with the audience. So that was just a couple of days ago. Today, earlier this morning, I published an article here on March 21st, Masterminding the Aquarian Blueprint. And this one gets into the real nexus of the solution, a solution we can do with artificial intelligence. Also an expose, you know, for transcending the whole political Zionism thing. Now, I've been writing about political Zionism for years, trying to expose it. And it was like hitting a brick wall. You know, people's minds, they just didn't know about it. They didn't believe it. You know, it's their religious indoctrination or whatever. They don't understand political Zionism, which is, you know, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. You can, you know, it's political Zionism. There aren't many neocons in the U.S. and, so to speak, Christian Zionists, which is an oxymoron. And I'll probably go into that, but not now. But before I go into this first newsletter that's published this morning, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So I'm going to do my astrology, psychology, cosmic weather report now. With the spring equinox yesterday, the sun is now in Aries and conjunct both Neptune and Saturn in Aries. Moon is in Taurus, and the focus of a creative triangle with Jupiter trine Mars and both sextile the moon, focusing the energies of Jupiter and Mars, you know, in a creative energy, you know, in focusing on the moon in Taurus, which is one of the most stable signs, but it's also one of the most stubborn signs, you know, the bull, Taurus. I could spend another 10 minutes unpacking all these aspects and the implications today, but I don't have time for that. You can put these aspects into a search bar on your computer, these aspects I mentioned, and it'll give you a heads up on the dangerous signs of the times that we live in. I think people sense that already, but there is an astrological component to that. And when I say that, we're really talking about astrology is now understood as a unified field, quantum energy principles, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. There's energetic coordinates going on in the heavens, as above, so below, as within, so with all, kingdom of heavens within us. That's the astrology psychology. Remember, the three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. And quantum science is now validating this understanding of the geometry of divinity, geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, how God is in the heavens, and that God is within us, you know, geometrically ordered divinity as above, so below, as I mentioned. So that's a little bit of a dynamic going on. I thought I'd mention that, a little cosmic weather report. So I'm going to go right into today's newsletter published this morning, Masterminding the Aquarian Blueprint. And the byline there in my article, it's as good as we co-create it. Kind of a way of saying that we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. It's as good as we co-create it. Now, I'm going to go right into this. And the way I begin is that over the last 20 years, I've always considered the thousands of readers in the HeartCom network as a mastermind alliance. You know, this is what I call this network that I've been publishing to for the last 20 years. Most of the people on my email list, and there are several thousand, you know, most of them have been on my list for more than 5 years, and that's publishing once or twice a week. And I consider it my mastermind alliance. And there are several reasons for that. I mean, I'm into quantum everything, and I realize that there is a quantum field of consciousness that registers in the source field, you know, the field, the quantum field. Some people call it Akasha, you know, the Akashic record of all knowledge, all intelligence. It's all there, you know, it's recorded, it's registered as a collective intelligence. And sometimes some people refer to this as the wisdom of the crowd. And I have a link on that in the article that, again, was published this morning. There's a link, wisdom of the crowd, that goes into this understanding of collective conscience that is greater than the sum of the parts, some of the full spectrum of readers. In other words, there's the HeartCom network. There's a full spectrum of readers. Just all kinds. There's far left, far right. You know, there's people that are balanced, centered, and connected. And there's just a full spectrum. And each band on the color spectrum, or a combination of bands, is basically the defining, of the light of consciousness of the readers. And collectively, this is like white light magic. All the color bands of the spectrum create white light altogether. And this white light magic is like etheric fire. It's also known as Christic conscience. Conscience with a capital C, Christic conscience in the unified source field. In the field, there is the white magic, etheric fire. It's sometimes understood as Christos, Christic consciousness, it's a real thing. And so collective conscience, again with a capital C, is a kind of a unified field of knowing, with it's like a, in a full spectrum way. Now, conscience, definition of conscience, again, is like Christ-like consciousness. When you become conscious of how you are conscious with a conscience, the conscience is like a feedback mechanism whereby you know intuitively, conscientiously, that to every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. And if you go to the dark side, it's going to bite you in the ass, basically. In other words, karma. Action, reaction, stimulus, response. We reap what we sow. When you're conscious of how you are conscious, from the beginning, you're winning from the beginning by not doing anything stupid, that's unconscious, because you have a conscience. And I'm talking about the best and brightest Christian virtues that are represented at the heart of all true, Christians, Jews, true Muslims, Buddhists, etc. I mean, loving kindness is a universal language that the blind can see and the deaf can hear. So that's the, in the web of light, the infinite eternal web of light, there is this conscience. And, it's the source. It's in the source field, in the field of all quantum energy. This is source that people refer to as God, and some people understand as the order of the universe. Geometric ordered divinity. In the beginning, God geometrized, that's ancient Hermetic wisdom. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. In other words, how we frame our lives with the first principles of cosmic law of the 1, 2, and 1, 3, and 1, 4, and 1, 5, and one, the capstone of the pyramid of self and civilization. These are metaphors I've used in my writings for 20 years. And I refer to the love model, the circle, triangle, square, the LOVE geometry that I use, in my graphics. So the HeartCom network, getting back to that, is an open source, free association, mastermind alliance that looks at the world with kind of a love-centric vision. Not your ordinary love, but we're talking about, God love, geometrically ordered divinity, love-centric vision of Aquarian age models for telecommunications, telecommunity, telecare, telecommerce, teleconscience of a Christic TLC nature. All these words, by the way, in the newsletter, I've got underlined and have whole websites on telecom, telecare, global holistic healing, telecommerce, the next economy, teleconscience, education of the heart, and the new education systems in the Aquarian age, all of a Christic TLC nature. And the essence of all these TLC, word concepts is what I refer to as TLC reset. The great reset will be as a TLC, for the Aquarian age, a TLC reset. So with the launch of the Iran attack 3 weeks ago, escalation has accelerated, and there was never a more an urgent time for outpicturing a vision of global TLC reset, what that looks like, how that works, you know, in practical terms. So I'm about to sneeze here, excuse me. So far this year, as I've chronicled at the 2026 Evolution Archive page, Revolution Evolution Right Archive page, I've documented a quantum shift awakening in the collective conscience of global humanity. Now, some people understand this is that the future, the great enlightenment, you know, we're in a great awakening process right now, but we're moving, you know, the Aquarian age, where we'll move into a great enlightenment with the collective conscience, Christic conscience, which some people understand is the second coming of Christ in the collective consciousness. It's a collective Christ consciousness. Now, what I've been, you know, chronicling, you know, since the first of the year, and specifically the last couple months, I've been going into the understanding of artificial intelligence, or some people call it augmented intelligence. It has the potential, and it has been exposing, you know, the deep state big lie, you know, the big lie and the whole truth, the deep state and the high state whole truth, as never before in history. The AI is doing this. It's just blowing the cover off, you know, the cover-ups. You know, it's exposing the deep state, you know, the big lie, you know, the deception, the intrigue, the treachery, the treason. And it's exposing the high state, the whole truth. You know, basically, you know, God is love and is forgiving. In quantum terms, you know, whether you're third grade, 9 years old, or a unified field theorist, there's this understanding of the law, cosmic law, universal law language, you know, the high state. And there's one of the, and so that's one of the three things that have been, you know, really kind of the last couple of months I've been going into. One is, again, the AI and its potential. Of course, it has abuses. It's a tool like money. It's not intrinsically bad. It's how it's used. But it has the potential, again, to expose the deep state and the high state, you know, the big lie, the whole truth. The other key thing that's going on that's really huge is that quantum science has unveiled free energy technologies that make big oil pollution and big war over oil obsolete. Several articles that I've just published this last 11 days, articles, videos. Tucker Carlson got into this free energy technology. Some other really extraordinary producers of videos on the internet, the Y-Files, the guy, you know, that does Y-Files, videos by him. So I provided those in these articles, and I provide a link in this newsletter for those who are reading along or in the future. You can see that there's a link that goes into these references of leading authorities, experts, exposing these free energy technologies. And there's a really interesting story here, and I may have a chance to touch on it, but I'm just going to reference it. Trump's uncle was involved with the Project Blue Beam, and he was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. He was working with the team that was getting the crashed UFOs and reverse engineering them to get this free energy technology. This is back decades ago, you know. And these free energy technologies have, you know, there's been a history of them that have been suppressed and are now being unveiled. And the reason is because quantum science with AI is all over the planet. There's people developing free energy technologies to run their homes, to run their communities. And of course, it's being suppressed by the mainstream media, which is basically their oil. It's all, you know, big oil and the big money involved with big oil. It's like big monopolies. You know, they're trying to monopolize the message that this is, you know, the only way to go. But it's all breaking out right now. This is the evolution, revolution, revolution, revelations that are going on, you know, with AI and quantum science. And The other big, huge shift change, that's going on is the Aquarian frequency shift, it's called. I have a link on that in the article that goes into it in more depth. But with the quantum energies, as we move into from Pisces, we're moving out into Aries. We're just at the beginning of it. But sometimes the thrust for change is strongest at the beginning of a cycle. There's like initiation process where there's a real thrust for a purpose. And we're talking about morphing the matrix of collective conscience again, you know, collective Christ-like conscience with more etheric light, and when I say cosmic love, you know, coated with pure geometry thought forms, and what this will look like in the golden age. I mean, you know, it's like I've been talking about this for 50 years since I had cosmic consciousness, and write about that, I talk about that, I have a book on that. But anyway, after witnessing the last three years, witnessing this murderous genocide that's been going on in Gaza, and the coup of Zionism in the White House, and there's an article that goes into that. It's actually a video, this coup of Zionism in the White House. There's been a great awakening of people worldwide. People worldwide on the internet. There's no time or space. It's like a family of mankind now in a global village. We're all connected, and it's becoming self-evident to everyone. Everyone of well-informed conscience. But the U.S. government and the Israeli state have been hijacked by political Zionism, which is virtually Antichrist evil, demoralizing conscience, rationalizing war, depopulating for profit, making a killing on the creation and management of war and disease. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's sinister. And you got to keep your sense of humor or you go freaking crazy. For me, it's like if I didn't go dancing on a regular basis and reboot my brain, you know, with spinning around and stuff. Thanks to the neuroplasticity of the brain, I've pretty much recovered from my double hematoma and brain surgery from about 5 years ago. But it was dancing that got me back, and it keeps me centered. You know, I used to be a competition figure skater, and you know, I was fire on ice 60 years ago, and you have to be centered and connected when you're spinning. And I'm one of my favorite things was spinning. I was in big ice shows. I was in comedy acts, and I was in drill teams, and I was in big pageant numbers, and my individual routine, everything was to the music. Every movement was to the music. And of course, when I'm dancing, you know, I just get into the music and my muscle memory just kind of kicks in, and I get centered and connected. I just reference that because there's heavy stuff going on that you got to keep, when I say a sense of humor, you got to keep centered and connected. It's like the center of the hurricane. You got to keep that all-seeing eye of calm, harmonious calm, because you get off-centered and you get caught up in the swirl, and you can just get thrown off into complete chaos and the insanity of the world right now. It's really in our faces. It's really, a lot of people are feeling it on a lot of levels. It's burdening a lot of people. So for a little bit of humor in this newsletter this morning, there is a phenomenal video by JP Sears, Waken with JP. And it's called You've Been Betrayed, and Here's How. And he goes into the whole Zionist thing like I have never heard before, with the kind of humor and a kind of, you know, reality that people that have been looking at this issue for some time of this, what's political Zionism is, and the actual evil that's been, you know, of Gaza, what's been going on for the whole world, watching them bombing with U.S. bombs and jets and U.S. software targeting system from Palantir, you know, targeting, you know, families, individuals, you know, just completely raising. I mean, it's just demolishing, you know, murdering, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza. It's been insanity. It's crazy. So he exposes that. He calls it out. He also, he did a March 14th video, and I provide on link on that, a link on that video on March 14th. It's JP Sears does this, you know, video, and you can click on the link. It's called Hey Man, What's Zionism? A lot of people are just waking up to what Zionism is, and it's again A lot of humor in the video. It kind of says it in a way with satire that some people can't get it any other way, because they're just, a lot of people, just bought into the BS from the Scofield Bible or wherever, that Israel is God, or Israel is the true, it's the Holy Land, and everything Israel is everything righteous, and it's just the big lie. So there's a whole shift going on in the collective consciousness there, from awakening to enlightenment. Now, some people say we're a long way from enlightenment. Some people have got it now. They're truly enlightened. They're in their heart. They're centered and connected. They're like a lot of people. They know how to meditate with, like, they know how to mediate the madness in the field. It's like a high mountain lake. It's like a high mountain lake that's a still mountain lake that reflects the heavens, and you can see through the surface of the still lake to the subconscious, to the bed of the lake, and you can see the fish swimming around, which are like the old records of thought forms and habits, in one's consciousness. When you meditate, you can see through the surface. And you can also reflect the heavens. It's just like a little shift of your gaze. You can become conscious of ascended beings, ascended masters. Their name and the flame are the same. You can get into their energy, their consciousness, and just tune in and be there. You can be in the blue lightning, white fire protection of Archangel Michael. You can be in the emerald matrix of Hilarion. Or Cyclopaedia God Vision, or different cosmic beings, the great divine director, and beloved Jesus and his peace commanding presence. You can just go there and be there. So this is the enlightenment that's coming. Some are there now as a global civilization. It could be sooner than later if enough good people do enough soon enough, to make it so. I'm going to be going into that before the end of the show. So there's a rising tide of opportunity. Either we float all boats, you might say, float all boats with a TLC reset as a collective vision of Christic virtue and Herculean valor for the global victory of universal love, or the window may soon be closing for optimal 2026 evolution, revolution, revelations, etc. I love the quote by Shakespeare where he says, "There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, however, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries." So there's kind of a rising tide of opportunity now. You can say, as people wake up to how bad things are and how good things can be, that there's an opportunity to make things better. When you know better, you can do better. So that whole process of awakening, for some people, they've been on this path for their whole life. And they're virtually, there are some people that, are living embodied angels, or like they have a Christic presence and consciousness where they live the light of love, of loving kindness, and they're there. They're enlightened. There's a lot of people that are that way, and you find them in every religion. The true Christians, the true Jews, the true Muslims. They're centered and connected with a loving kindness, and they've transcended the BS belief systems of the orthodoxies of their religion. So this is going on, the rising tide in the affairs of men. And you can basically, it's an opportunity to, float all boats. But being realistic about this, I mean, it's one thing to know that we could have a golden age on Earth sooner rather than later. And it's another thing to do what the poor in spirit are not able or willing to do. I mean, the poor in spirit will always be with us. And seeing a positive future is impossible for those who are stuck in negativity. S-I-N. Stuck in negativity. The original sin, where you can't move on, you know, with more light and love easier and faster. I mean, this goes back to the founding of the government of the United States. The chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, who was the fourth U.S. president, he said that, quote, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So culturing conscience, conscientious common sense, through communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience is the epitome of self-government, God government, geometrically ordered divinity government, God love government. You know, a love of God, a God of love is forgiving. You know, it's first principle to love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, with all your heart, mind, soul, and being, you know, loving kindness. I mean, it doesn't take a majority of enlightened, conscious people to spark wildfires of conscientious common sense in our local and global social network communities. Sometimes the deciding factor at the turning point of civilization, you know, from decline of global civilization to its enlightened reset, sometimes that deciding factor at the turning point is simply the focus of pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth higher dimensions of full comprehension. Simply the focus of pure intention by enough good people to make the difference for ascension of our collective conscience, our Christic conscience, second coming in the collective conscience. This will be the great enlightenment when you have a global golden age. You know, there's a collective Christic field of conscientious common sense, you know, I go way back. I'm what you people call a senior. I go way back to the 1970s slogans of, you know, the hippie revolution generation, you know, the Aquarian Age thrust at that time. You know, make love, not war. That was the slogan. You know, more light and love, not war. You know, stop the war. Millions of people, some of the first million man marches was demonstrating in Washington, D.C. against the Vietnam War. I mean, I was there as a photographer, and I took a picture, which they've got posted up on the in this newsletter at this point. And I mean, I was there. I was a photojournalist back in those days. And I captured this picture. Tells a pretty good story. It's kind of a parallel to what's going on right now. People want peace. You know, everyone wants peace. They don't, you know, stop the war craziness. Make love, not war. So kind of the same thing going on now, different way, you know. Back at that time, though, that was the post-World War II baby boom generation that grew up in a culture of strong morality and individuality. I mean, there was patriotism back at that time. Patriotism, you know, for God and country was a major thing. Today, you don't have million man marches against the war. You got demonstrations on Substack and TikTok, you know, talking about that's the level that we see mostly. Of course, most young people are glued to their phones, you know, messaging. Substack is now kind of the leading publishing platform on the internet. TikTok is one out of five Americans are getting their news on TikTok. That's where they get their news. And the Zionist media is consolidating power to censor dissent and drown out independent voices. This whole thing of Zionism, if people don't understand that, they don't understand what the problem is. They don't understand what the enemy is. I mean, we're talking about, you know, if you want to get into, you know, misqualified energy and evil as an energy veil, The whole Zionist message and what they did with the Scofield Bible to warp the minds of Christian fundamentalists all across America with the pro-Israel, pro-Zionist message, and how that was created by Zionists and financed by Zionists, the Rothschilds. Most people have no idea. They don't. But you know, I there's other listeners that are listening to this and are saying, "Amen, brother. I follow you. I know what you're talking about." So perhaps you've read my previous articles on the biggest U.S. news organizations in the U.S. You know, CBS News and CNN, along with CBS Entertainment, Comedy Central, HBO. You know, again, TikTok, they're all about to become one giant mega media monopoly under the control of Trump's Zionist allies, who are multi-billionaire Larry Ellison and Ellison's son David. That's not his only Zionist ally. He's got multi-billionaire Zionist allies all around him. You know, funders, you know, billionaire funders for you know, the whole Zionist Israel cause. Now, remember, the only way that Israel could get away with the 9/11 false flag, and most of my listeners, you know, readers, know that 9/11 was a false flag, you know, the dancing Israelis on the whole story. The only way they could get away with that is because political Zionist neocons in government and the Zionist-owned media was running cover for this whole Patriot Act psyop that led to devastation of seven Mideast countries. One of them was Iran. They didn't take out Iran back then, but they're trying to take it out now. That was one of the seven countries. We're talking about Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, Syria. You know, and there's others, but, you know, this has been going on. This war has been going on since 9/11, and it was launched by it wasn't a bunch of Arabs that did that. You know, most people know that. I'm not going to go into that whole story of the 9/11 false flag thing. There's plenty of videos and articles out there. Most of my listeners and readers are more enlightened are enlightened enough to understand that. At this point, I've got another video from Awaken with JP on AIPAC and how Israel hijacks politicians in America. It's humorous, but it's like reality therapy, you know. It's like a satire, but so this is what's going on now, folks. You've got these dipsticks, oil addicts, you know, that are attacking Iran. I call them dipsticks. That comes from a movie, Dukes of Hazzard, going back what, 20, 30 years, 40 years. Dipsticks, you know, was like a way of talking about someone like that. You know, they don't have a full deck. And I refer to these dipsticks as oil addicts. You know, all these wars that ostensibly been over oil, which is really over the currency, which is over money, you know. These dipsticks are attacking Iran now. They're ramping up World War III. And their oil gauge is running on empty. And the global engines of commerce and conscience is seizing up. You know, if the engines don't have enough oil, they'll seize up. You got to have enough oil. Well, oil dipstick is running really low on the whole Gulf of Hormuz, you know, Iran situation. The whole world economy is going down right now. We're talking about the implications for this. They're referring it to it as World War III because it's going to affect the whole world like a downturn. Unless things turn around if enough people wake up, enough good people wake up soon enough, turn things around, you know, before the end of 2026, well, we're looking at some serious, serious, you know, scarcity going into the future. So either we have mass demonstrations of faith, hope, and charitable love and action. You know, love and action is the Holy Spirit. Either we have enough of that, or the dark side, deep state, Antichrist evil that profits from, you know, war and disease and general depopulation, they'll use the escalating war to create food scarcity and then famine. That's what they do. You know, a lot of wars go in this direction. That's what's where it's going without the intervention of a higher power and a high state of conscience, Christic conscience. that naturally neutralizes the dark side deep state. You know, that's kind of common sense. You never hear them talking about that in the mainstream media. That would kind of expose their whole deception. But anyway, I go into this point, that's newsletter, the Aquarian Mastermind on the action plan. The action plan for masterminding, you know, the best and brightest. And I'm talking about videos that can be created, how global netizens, which are like citizens on the internet, they can share the vision of T. This is how they can, everyone can share the vision of TLC Reset. I mean, I'll be sharing videos that I create with AI that gets into the full story of the TLC benefits for the family of mankind and our global village of instant everywhere interactive telecom unity networks, telecommunications networks. This is the capability of the global internet. We have a global village family, you know, in principle with instant everywhere communication capabilities, but it's all the divide and conquer stuff that's going on, win-lose rather than win-win. That's the problem. So anyone reading this, you know, when I'm reading from the newsletter now, but anyone hearing this can create an AI video. AI stuff's easy to create. You need to play. If you haven't played around with it, I mean, the stuff I've done with it, just playing around, it's completely blown my mind. I've had several newsletters where I explain, you know, the musics, the song I created with the video, the Livingston, Montana song. And my, you know, the image I created with myself, you know, is like a metaphysician. You know, I've transformed myself from Cosmic Cowboy to the metaphysician. You know, the different images and the stuff. Well, you can create a video, you know, an entire video from some simple prompts, which is like giving it direction, the AI, as to what you want and how you want it, and to create it, a video. It can be a 5-minute video, a 10-minute video. You can just specify the length of it, and it will take the high notes of any of these TLC applications that I have documented at the heartcom.org website. And I provide in this newsletter, I provide links at the bottom, you know, on TLC applications, telecare, telecommunications, teleconscience, which is education of the heart, which will be a keynote, you know, for heart coherence in the Aquarian age. Can't have mind congruence without heart coherence. So teleconscience is an application. Telecommerce, you know, win-win commerce rather than win-lose, how that works, what that looks like. So there's these different TLC applications, and you can put that into the prompt, you know, for direction of the AI to create a video that explains how this works, what this looks like in terms that makes it very comprehensive for you. And you can specify, I want this to be simple enough that whether you're third grade, 9 years old, or a unified field theorist, you can really get the meaning, the understanding of this TLC reset from multiple perspectives, multiple dimensions, for culturing conscientious common sense of a higher mental Christic nature. And he'll do it. He'll create it. Anyone can do that. Anyone can do it now. You can take the links, the information I've given, create a prompt, create the video. I'm going to be doing this. I'll be sharing it with this list and other people that do this now, you know, can do this now. And create this, share it. If you share them with me, I'll share them with the entire list. So, and I'll give a critique, you know, as far as, you know, I would add this, I'd put it back in the AI and add this or qualify this. I might do that. You know, I'm the editor of this news group. And of course, I have when I say a vested interest, I have vested 50 years of my life in fleshing out this vision of telecommunications with an interactive interface for universal languaging, you know, in all peoples and all cultures, and how we can all hang together rather than hang separately. I mean, I was speaking to 10 agencies on Capitol Hill, you know, 52 years ago, and to 10 agencies of the federal government in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building at a future summit. I'm not going to go into that. I've talked about it before. Provide links on my website on explaining that. But I've been at this for a long time. I might say I have a vested interest in culturing collective Christ consciousness. What can I say? It's like I can't think of anything better to do. You can do the same thing. You can create these videos, play around with them, tune into how this will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with a capital C as in conscience. Social conscience in enlightened social network communities. We're talking about the great enlightenment will follow naturally. Could be sooner than later. Enough good people do enough, getting out the TLC reset, AI videos. It's like we've got these tools now that can do this. This is like, the capstone of my 55 years since having cosmic consciousness. This is the capstone vision of how we can outpicture a vision of unity in diversity, e pluribus unum, out of many one, for the United Sovereigns of Earth, the U.S., this is the revolution that we're celebrating with the sesquicentennial, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. We're talking about a golden age and creating a revolution in higher consciousness worldwide with a new identity as the U.S. being the United Sovereigns of Earth. We are one. The divide and conquer stuff, the divisive, the division with language, race, whatever divisions that have been created and magnified by those who want to keep us divided so they can control us. That goes by the wayside when we all unite, with a higher standard of unity and diversity for creating and culturing social conscience in our enlightened social network community. So community building is culturing conscience of how the best and brightest can provide resources and tools for unity in our diversity, peace and prosperity. More, it really comes down to, or comes up to, more light and love, easier and faster. So, like I said, I'll be sharing Mastermind Alliance creations as well as my own TLC Reset AI videos. I'm coming to the end of the program. I've got just a few minutes left. I was going to mention one other important video. And this is really urgent. Warning, update, prophecy that the videos reference the prophetic warning. There's this guy who died, Jordan Peyton, here, what, back on February 28th, about less than a month ago. And he had a near-death experience. He dead for 21 minutes, came back, and he was given instructions by Jesus from the Crystal Cities. And it's an incredible story. I'm not saying it's true, but I've been concerned for some time when the next shoe's going to drop on the karma for America, for what America's done the last 3 years, for the whole world seeing how America has been genociding hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children in Gaza. And I've been just the dread of what, this could be something horrendous coming upon America. I'm not saying it will, but we need to get our act together. The only thing that's going to mitigate real disaster in America that this Jordan Peyton talks about, this what Jesus had to say is not just frightening, it's terrifying about what's coming upon American cities, beginning with through April 15th through the summer and through the fall. We're talking about devastation of 7 major U.S. cities over the next 6 months. New Madrid fault opening up, and basically a description that was like what we heard was going back in 2012 about pole shift prophecies, and that the description of what the U.S. would look like It's very similar to what this Jordan Peyton was talking about. I think that those prophecies of Edgar Cayce's and others to, regarding a pole shift back at that time were mitigated by lots of people worldwide praying fervently for higher consciousness that would basically transcend, transmute, and check and balance, you know, these prophecies of karmic return for America for being involved, as we've now seen the last 3 years and decades, with the devastation of the Middle East with U.S. warplanes and bombs, you know, basically making a killing for the military industrial complex. And then with COVID, I really believe killing and maiming and, you know, millions of people worldwide. I've documented that, and some people are saying a billion people have been afflicted worldwide, subclinically, if not clinically, from the vaccine injected. And again, these controversial stuff, but you know what you know what is it going to st what does it take to stop this insanity? Does it take cataclysm in America? What does it take? So this is a serious video to watch, folks. I'm not going to dwell on this anymore. You can watch it if you want. I have to wonder, if it's not true, why would Jesus provide specific times for these specific cities when the first city, talking about Seattle on April 15th, I mean, if that doesn't happen, then it just, like all the other cities, it won't, you know, there's no credibility. But if it does happen, then it's too late for what, millions of people in the Seattle area? I mean, this is serious stuff. And I don't know that it's true. I hope it's not. I pray that it's not. You know, dear God, you know, according to what the great law will allow. But you know, the great law may be at this time say, you know, it that this is this either this happens, or a greater evil could come upon America, you know, through artificial intelligence being used by Palantir to create a digital gulag and a digital ID and a digital control, social credit system, and surveillance of everyone. There's all kinds of things that can happen that's not being turned around. And maybe this is the only thing that can stop it. I don't know. So anyway, I don't mean to finish on a negative note. I'm just saying, you know, prophecy is a warning. If enough good people, you know, can mitigate it, if there's enough good energy to transmute and transform it. But keep the faith, see the good, make it so. You know, you know, keep the love like you've never been hurt. Dance like no one is watching. And sometimes you get lucky, and by God's grace and God's time, we'll all be fortunate. So thanks for listening, everyone. I'll finish on a good note. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.